Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What if the whole body of Christ in the earth grew up in faith and being led to the level of Jesus walking in the earth? We'd take this place. We would take this planet. We would take it. Can you say amen? We would take it and do the work, and Jesus would come back and this thing would be over. Can you say amen? But what you've got is people that were born again 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, and they're still infants. And you got millions of them. You got millions and millions of people who walked an aisle 40 years ago, but they're still saying tongues are of the devil. Don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Don't believe in using their own faith for anything. Everything's just up to God. That means you got them all laying in the baby beds. All of them's laying in the cribs, and all they know how to do is cry or holler about feed me. And the problem is they're not getting fed. They're getting fed, but it's not the sincere milk of the Word of God. There's no responsibility. There's nothing solid. Oh, but there is a group that's coming up in the earth. I said, I believe we're part of it. There is a group that's coming up that's really getting some milk and really getting some meat of the Word and really growing up, casting aside and leaving aside the baby and the childish things and taking responsibility as maturing sons and daughters. Learning how to be led by the Spirit instead of their flesh and feelings. Learn how to give instead of saying, I need, gimme, gimme, gimme. Learning how to be like the Master who said, I didn't come to be served. I came to serve and to give my life. Oh, hallelujah. You get a world full of saints like that, this thing will wind up quick, which is fine by me, right? Glory to God. Read the next verse down here. What does it say? Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But what? Speaking the truth in love, may what? May grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor. Say, grow up. Grow up. Grow up. Say it out loud. I'm growing up.
I'm growing up.
In all things.
All things.
I'm growing up.
I'm growing up.
In every area.
In every area.
I'm growing up.
To the full measure
of my Master, the Anointed One. Now I won't stop till I get there. Hallelujah. When's that supposed to be happening? Right now. Right now. Glory be to God. Go with me, if you would, to Genesis 1 and Matthew 5. Genesis 1 and Matthew 5. Well, look at Matthew first. Matthew 5, verse 48, last verse of Matthew 5. 5:48, Matthew says, be ye, in other words, you be, what? Perfect. Even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, this is a neglected verse, isn't it? Why? Because people see that, and they just are sure it's not even possible. So they just don't pay much attention to it. They just assume, well, I don't understand what's going on there, so they just move right on. Notice, did he say, try to be? Now, some modern translations in numerous verses will add the word try. Try to do this. Try to do that. That is not good. I say that, and watch out for it now. Especially if you're reading, you know, different translations. Try to do this. The Lord never told you to try to do anything. For one, that would imply that He didn't know whether you could do it or not. So He wants you to give it your best shot. He knows whether you and I can do something or not. He knows that before He tells us. So just by right of Him telling us to do something, what do we know? We know we can do it, or He wouldn't have told us to do it. He's not unfair. I know the Lord taught me about this subject of perfection a number of years ago. And I did a study on it, and then I taught on it afterwards. And the thing that spurred me on is that Phyllis and I were visiting with some people that we had known back from childhood. And we asked them, you know, about their walk with the Lord before we got through with our fellowship, and said, you know, y'all are going to church and reading your Bible and that kind of thing. And the young lady, a married couple, the young lady said, well, no, you know, not really. She said, I guess none of us could ever read the Bible enough. Have you ever heard that kind of reasoning? I mean, it's prevalent. Well, when she said that, something bothered me inside about her statement. But now I didn't know what it was, so I just smiled and didn't make a deal out of it. And even if you know something, doesn't mean you're supposed to do something. I'm going to say that again. Even though you know something, that doesn't mean you're supposed to do something. Amen. You're not supposed to do something or act on everything you know. Amen. That's another message. But when she said that, well, I guess none of us could ever read the Bible enough, it bothered me. Later on, in praying, waiting before the Lord, this came back up to me, her statement. So I said, Lord, what's wrong with that? I know something's wrong with it, but in my head, I don't know what it is. We've heard that all our life. You know, well, I guess you could never praise the Lord enough. I guess you could never thank the Lord enough. I guess we could never pray enough. What's the implication? That you could not, you weren't capable, you could not do it enough, or that no matter how much you did, it wouldn't be enough. And I'm laying there praying about it, and the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice now, but inside my heart, He said, Keith, do you think I'm unreasonable? Do you think I'm unreasonable? Well, I didn't even have to think about that. I said, no, sir. No, I don't think you're unreasonable. I think you're fair. I think you're just. I prayed a little while longer. He asked me again. He said, am I unreasonable? I said, no, sir. I don't believe that. I don't believe you are unreasonable. I kept praying. He asked me the third time. He said, Keith, am I unreasonable? I said, no, sir. No, I don't believe that. He said, then you can pray enough. You can read your Bible enough. Hmm. See, religion, tradition, just messes stuff up. And so he began to minister. Now, I don't mean I'm hearing anything, but these thoughts are coming up from my spirit, illuminating my mind. The Lord ministered to me that He knows what we've got going in a day. He knows we need to sleep. He knows we need to eat. He knows we got jobs and kids and yards to mow and clothes to wash and houses to clean. He knows that. I said, He knows it. And He is not unreasonable. See, religion, and it's the enemy behind it, tries to portray God as a harsh, cruel taskmaster. And that you can't satisfy Him. Nothing you do is ever enough. Ministers. Minister after minister. Burn out. Have nervous breakdowns. Retire early. Do all kind of stuff. Why? Because the implication is they just wore themselves out, just burnt themselves up serving God. Well, what's the picture painted there? Is that you serve the Lord night and day, and you kind of half fall down, and He comes along and kicks you and says, get up, boy, get up, we got work to do. Get it. God is not that way. God even believes in vacations. He does. No. Is he unreasonable?
No.
Then you can read your Bible enough on a given day. You can pray enough. You can praise enough. Not for the rest of your life, but for the day. Well, how would you know how much that is? By the inner witness. You're doing something and you don't feel like you're quite through. So what do? Do it some more. But see, the devil tries to get people discouraged so they don't even try to finish because they're believing no matter how much I do, it'll never be enough. That's a lie. You're probably not 10 minutes away from finishing for the day. Are you listening? Sometimes it's just another chapter. Sometimes it's just another 5 minutes in prayer. But you'll get to the place where you got a release in your spirit and you realize that's good for now. Tomorrow's a new day, but that's good for now. Now here's the thing. God looks at that. You do something until you're satisfied in your spirit. You feel released. You feel complete. God looks at that and calls it perfection. Amen. That you did it perfectly.
Amen.
Perfect in the Bible doesn't mean without flaw. What does it mean?
Complete.
You carried it through to its end. You completed what the Lord had for you for that day. I know years ago, this was decades ago, I was coming back from another country. We'd had some good meetings. We'd had some good healing, strong anointing. Some good things had happened. And I'm sitting in the commercial airliner looking out the window flying home. And I said, Lord, thank you. I'm just by myself at that moment. I said, Lord, thank you for coming through. Glory to God. Healing those people. He said, thank you for seeing this thing through. I had to check myself. I thought, did he just tell me thank you? I'm hearing stuff. He said, I can tell my child thank you if I want to.
Amen.
I said, thank you. He said, no, thank you. I said, yes, sir. Well, he's just saying that you saw it through. We didn't take care of everything for the body forever, but that job, just that job, just see it through. Don't quit. See it through. Finish it until you get a release in your spirit.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Are you with me now? We're talking about being led by the Spirit. Now, if this is new to you, get materials. We got materials on it. And get it from other people. Learn. One of the most important things in life for you to learn is how to be led by the Spirit of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Like Father, Like Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603D. That's R1603D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.